Welcome into our favorite Morning Show Topics podcast. Today, Chelsea, one topic.
Yeah.
Because it was really good. It was really good.
I'm sorry. I'm really into sleeping, health, all that.
Wellness. All right, Chelsea. Why don't you see how you want to go for it? You can do the rehash.
I'll do two. You do two.
All right.
Tummy sleepers, that's me, 17%. Not good for you because you're restraining your neck and your spine. Let's see.
Fetal position
is the best. Not sure why. I don't even know if I agree with it, actually.
47%,
right? 47. 50%, almost 50%, yes.
And
On your side.
Yeah, I thought that was me until you said, no, you're curled up.
Yes.
That's fetal. And I'm like, okay, I see that.
On your side, laying straight was 11%, I want to say.
Smaller than I thought it would be.
Yes. And that one wasn't good because they say it's linked to wrinkles.
But better if you have sleep apnea.
Yes.
And then the other one was your back, which I thought would be the healthiest one.
Yeah.
Because you're not putting as much pressure on like your organs.
Right.
And your spine should be straighter.
But they say it's really bad for snoring.
And a lot of people can't do it.
Right.
And if you do it, you're more likely to sleepwalk.
Yeah.
Do you remember the percentage with the back thing? I thought it was more around like that 10 to 11% range.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was low.
So, if you're like me, though, you sleep in every one of these positions. It just depends on what hour it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, this fetal position thing, I'll have to maybe try that.
No. I feel like two people can't be doing that in bed.
Well, if it's good for the breathing, Chels.
Oh, my gosh.
Gotta get oxygen to the brain, you know what I'm saying? All right, tomorrow is Friday.
You need some oxygen to the brain.
Tomorrow's Friday the 13th, so if you're superstitious.
Look out.
Look out.